all of the key players in local transit, from the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority to local city council members, showed up to hear Micah. He's the Republican leader of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio had a simple but impassioned message for him.
I'm here to emphasize to you that we are trying to do it right in the Tampa Bay region, and we're taking a very methodical, incremental step to this whole thing. First, a regional approach, so seven counties have agreed on a master plan that makes sense.
Iorio said that the area is taking a regional approach to transit, with Hillsborough County being the first of six area counties to overhaul its transit system if voters approve a transit tax in November.
And if approved by the voters, we will start greatly expanding this bus system, building light rail, and then Pasco and Pinellas, when they are ready, will hold their own referendums for their voters and then connect via a regional plan that is already in existence.
Though a Republican, Micah said that if the transit overhaul requires a tax, he will support it. Success for fixed regional transit in Tampa Bay, he said, is vital. The representative said that this is because federal funds for high-speed rail connecting Tampa to Orlando depend on healthy public transit on either end of the line. In January, Florida received $1.1 billion of federal stimulus funds, about half of what is needed for a bullet train between Tampa and Orlando. Micah said that it's likely federal funds will cover the rest.
Florida got $1.1 billion for high-speed rail in stimulus money. There is a 2010 appropriations bill that was delayed but finally passed a month or two ago, in which there is $2.5 billion for the current year until October, when it ends October 1st. There's another $2.5 billion in there for passenger and high-speed rail. That money has not been distributed yet. So,
a long-term bill, he said, will bring even more money for rail.
In the long-term six-year bill, Mr. Oberstar and I are committed to authorizing $50 billion for high-speed rail for that six-year period. So there's a steady commitment. You can't do these projects without a steady commitment of authorization and money for the projects.
Micah said that because of the amount of time long-term rail projects take, it would be impossible to spend all of a given project's allotted funds in a short time. He added that if voters don't adopt the penny transit tax in Hillsborough, a transit overhaul is still possible.
Referendums come and go, but what you have to do is make certain you have a good plan, people understand it, educate voters, and then the voters can be receptive.
From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.